Oh, wait. Has anybody seen the previews for the new Queer as Folk?
No.
I've been avoiding it.
So it's going to be on Peacock.
Okay, I pay for that one.
Kim Cattrall and Julia Lewis are both in it.
Yes.
You know what? I did not realize Kim Cattrall looks the way she looks right now.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Let's just say.
She's stacking her bags right now, though.
It's not bad. Clearly, she's just had good work done. So much so, I didn't recognize her.
I thought you were going to say the opposite. Like, if she had work done, I would have recognized her. But
it's not bad.
Welcome back to the Kill the Dead podcast. I'm your host, Gray, and tonight I'm joined by my internet co-host. We have Devin, we have Ash, we also have one very special guest. No, just kidding.
Hello.
Okay.
It's like,
I'm like, who?
Sorry. You know, I almost said Stacey Loretta Dash, but I was like, nah.
That would have been the final episode of Kill the Dead.
You were not wrong. Tonight we are going to go over the 2022 remake. I don't know if this falls in the remake category. It was more of a reimagining of the Stephen King graphic novel. It's not a graphic novel either. Stephen King novel. And the adaptation 1984 film starring one Drew Barrymore and Heather Locklear. I forgot about that. Probably because she's only in it for like 5 minutes. If you've never seen it, that was a spoiler. Who cares? Before we get into that, we're going to go to Ash and talk about some horror news.
Oh, no. I'm just kidding. Alrighty. So, by the time this episode drops, Stranger Things Season 4, Part 1, or Volume 1, will be out. So, with that being said, a web source has, like, announced, like, the run times for each episode. And we are in for a treat, y'all. So.
No, we don't.
Devin, it's too early in the show to be rude. All right, so episodes 1 through 6, on average, are 1 hour and 15 minutes. Episode 7 is 1 hour and 38 minutes. Episode 8 is 1 hour and 25 minutes. And episode 9, which is like the season finale, 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Y'all have fun with that.
Let I will.
I look forward to your recaps and reviews. But
okay, I'm gonna say maybe fans do deserve this because that has been on hiatus forever. Mm-hmm. Episodes that long, I feel like you're gonna see those kids go through puberty in the middle of a shot.
There's a lot of catching up to do. I was about to say. So far, I've been avoiding the reviews, like the people who got screeners to check it out. But I did see a couple and they said this season is pretty damn good.
Did either one of you watch the 8-minute clip that was released?
No. I refused.
Okay, just saying. No. I didn't either.
But I'm so excited. I'm such a huge Stranger Things fan. And also, each episode had a $30 million budget. each episode.
No, oh, I'm trying to work for Netflix, yo. Damn.
$30 million an episode?
I can see why, because from the trailers, they needed it.
You know, I can see that, though, because, you know, what was that cowboy film Anna Sandler did?
The Ridiculous Six.
Yeah, that one. Thank you. He got paid $65 million just to be in that film.
Damn.
And when you saw the quality of that film, however, and maybe the budget was like $9 million. Like, or, I mean, what is that, $73 million total?
So we're looking at an overall total of $270 million for this first volume. I don't know if it's the same for the second volume. I'm not sure how many episodes is in that, but yeah.
But this is leading, this is the series finale, right?
I think we have one more season.
Season 5? Okay.
I'm pretty sure it got renewed to season 5.
Then why all these theatrics? If season 4 is going to be a part 1 and 2, we're talking epic level? Is that what they used to call, like, Ben-Hur back in the day, an epic film?
Yes.
Yeah. It's been so long, so...
Yeah,
that's fine. I need to order some more keels. My face feels dry.
Moving on.
Different type of news, I know.
It looks like Lionsgate is looking to bring back the following films. Cube, mm-hmm. The Blair Witch Project, and Leprechaun. So, I was so excited to say that one. So, it looks like they're working on a remake of Cube. It's going to be a modern take on it. It's going to be called Cubed. They're looking for, like, ideas for the movie. The Blair Witch Project, they're really wanting to reboot the whole franchise. They're hoping to dig in more into, like, the whole folklore of it. And then Leprechaun, they're wanting a new entry. And they're trying to get... who are they trying to get? I forgot Warwick his Davis. Name. Yep, Warwick Davis. Almost said Dionne Warwick. Whew.
Oh, shit. I mean, she's
shaking. I would love to see a Leprechaun movie starring Dionne Warwick.
She can see the theme song of it.
Oh, my goodness. But... I'm most looking forward to this Cube remake, and I saw that too, that they're looking for people to pitch ideas, and I really want to take part.
Do it. Do it now.
Yeah.
See what I can do.
I've never seen the Cube movies, so like...
Ever?
No.
And I've seen the first one. Yeah, I own the first one.
This weekend, while you're relaxing, I suggest you pop that on.
Really? It's so good?
With some shroom tea.
I mean, the first one is definitely late 90s and may not hold up as well.
And I didn't realize how old the first one was.
Yeah, I remember watching that in college. So I guess you just called me old. Thanks, Ash.
No, but... And I didn't know there was a Japanese remake, too.
Oh, I have not seen that.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a Japanese remake. It came out last October.
Okay, so I'm not that far.
Oh, okay.
I think all the Cube movies are on Tubi.
That tracks, because anything worth watching, for most part, on Tubi. I've said this before jokingly, but I don't know what changed for me, but Shudder's just not cutting it.
It's a hit or miss. They're starting to do the whole Netflix thing. I'm going to pull these movies, but I'm going to bring them back in like 2 weeks. Because I noticed they just added the Prowler. I was like, that's been on there, though. Since when did y'all take that away?
I thought it's been on there. I saw that added new today, too. I'm like, well, I thought it was already on here.
Yeah. And they're a bunch of hoes to get rid of all the French extreme films. Because I didn't finish all of them.
It took me a second to process that. I was like, what about French people?
Sorry, listeners. I have allergies beating my ass right now. Let's see. So, two more pieces of news. I'm excited for this one. Fiona Dorwith will be back for Chucky season 2. Oh, reprising her role of Nika.
I guess they don't want to give anything away.
Eh?
Well, because they said Mika and not Charles Lee Ray.
Yeah, that's what they said so far.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess she doesn't have to be possessed to stay Mika.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with her character, especially with how her character ended up in the season finale.
Yeah.
I gotta get caught up.
What?
I know. I think I'm on episode, I don't know. I forget what episode I left off on, but I gotta get caught up.
Actually, I'm jealous of that, really, when I think about it, because I would love to go through that new right now. Fresh Eyes.
Maybe that should be my next show that I binge watch.
I've been binge watching True Blood and 8 Simple Rules.
Because they just added 8 Simple Rules to
Disney Plus, yes.
Disney, okay. I just saw that.
Oh, and City Guys is on Tubi.
I saw you tweet about that.
Yes. Sorry, I was excited.
Rightfully so.
All right. And last piece of news. The Thing returns back to theaters in June for the 40th anniversary.
Digital or 35mm?
I'm not sure. They just announced it. Yeah. I will hope it's like it's all restored and everything. I don't know, but I'm going. So on June 19th and June 22nd only, you can celebrate The Thing in theaters.
I will be there with bells on. I really love The Thing.
I will not be in the country.
You're not going to be in the country.
Yeah, you know how I jet set.
Mr. Worldwide.
Except I'm not really going to Barbados. Sorry, Rihanna. You know, Riri hated when I tease her.
Oh, snap.
What?
I didn't realize my flare pen is scented. That is so cool. What?
I don't know what that means.
Same. Thank you. I'm glad you said that.
No, so my ink pen, I like flare pens. Listeners, if you did not know, I'm obsessed with school supplies and flare pens. And the one I've been using is scented.
I'm straight up Googling a flare
pen. Just Google flare pen.
The felt tip pens. Oh my gosh. Homemade raspberry jam. That's so cool.
Thank goodness for Google, because I really didn't know what a flare pin was, and I don't want to sound stupid.
And I'm old. Okay. I have two things to add to Ash's news. One I'm really excited about, and the other one's kind of like, but still excited. The first one is Did you guys know Uma Thurman and Samuel L. Jackson were reuniting on screen together for a dark comedy?
No.
Called The Kill Room and announced earlier this week, last week, I think, Maya Hawke has joined the cast. So this will be the first time mother and daughter.
I saw that part, but I didn't know that Samuel was going to be in it.
Surprise. Oh, no, that's not what it says. You think they speak English and what?
Huh?
It ain't no country I ever heard of.
Hmm? What?
Say what again? I dare you.
What?
What, motherfucker, do you speak? Have you guys never seen Pulp Fiction?
I love
Pulp Fiction. It took me a minute.
I didn't get the original reference, though.
What does Marcellus Wallace look like? Okay.
He does not look like a bitch.
Why you try to fuck him like one? I have probably seen that movie easily over 500 times. Easily.
Wow.
I'm going to move
on. It's like your 90s climax.
No. I watched Climax in single digits. I would be surprised in my lifetime if I made it to double.
It's like your 90s Black Christmas 2019.
Why you do that? You you could have gone 3 whole 13 numbers lower. You still chose that one.
I'm here with the singers, Gray.
Oh, speaking of remakes, I forget the name of this movie, and this wasn't planned at all. But what is it called? It's like I saw a trailer the other day for something coming out on VOD. That looks like Night of the Demons. Huh? And the one of the girls has like Linnea Quigley makeup lipstick on. And I was just like, is this a new Night of the Demons? But I can't remember it. It's something like The Sleepover or something like that. It's not called.
No.
But whenever this comes out and you see the girl's makeup, you'll know exactly what I was talking about.
Okay.
What I did plan to mention, because, you know, I just love a good mystery. There was a new set photo of Jordan Peele's Nope released. In theaters, July 22nd. Universal doesn't pay me to say that, but Universal, you can send it to me if you want to. It's fine. It's got Keke Palmer looking out of a window. I'll throw it in the chat if you guys haven't seen it.
I saw it. Oh,
yeah, I did see that.
I was trying to avoid it.
Like Keke Palmer as a person, or?
Just because, I mean, I'm trying to not get too excited for the movie. And I want to, like, not see anything.
Well, I mean, I think the picture gives away a lot and nothing at the same time. But the only thing I will say about the photo, and this doesn't give much away because if you've seen the trailer, you've seen the trailer. If you guys have not seen the trailer, this may be a spoiler, but it's not intentionally a spoiler. But she is wearing this green sweatshirt in the trailer. I'll say it like that. But she's wearing a bandana. So I'm assuming this is before she puts the bandana on and goes outside. Maybe exciting stuff.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll talk about the house at another time.
Yeah, because I'm sure when the movie comes out, we're going to have a couple of episodes kind of breaking it down.
3-hour extravaganza.
Ooh.
We're bringing back every guest that's ever been on the show.
Okay. I am with it.
Everyone with flare pins and get ready for July
20th. Yay.
Tried to bring it full circle for you, Ash.
Thank you.
All right. Well, if no one has any other further objections, we're going to just get into the main feature. Firestarter 2022, a Kim Thomas joint. Kim Thomas, I've only ever seen The Vigil. It wasn't bad, but I do think if he got hired based on that film to direct this film, this is where I take issue with some of the things that I see in this film, but we'll get to that in a minute. Also written by Scotty Teams. I call him Scotty Teams. I don't think he goes by Scotty Teams, but ever since I saw Halloween Kills, I called him Scotty Teams. Made with the nickname, Scotty, I hope you like it. Starring one Sydney Lemon, who I don't know her. I had to look it up, and she's been on some Hulu show called Hellstrom, but I've just never watched it. We'll get into her portrayal of Vicky a little bit as well. We have our star of the movie, well, arguably the star of the movie, Brian Kira Armstrong, who 11-year-old powerhouse, I guess I'll say for right now. I saw her in an episode of American Horror Story, but I understand she was in It Chapter 2, and I don't remember her role in that.
I think she played the little girl that got eaten underneath the bleachers.
Oh, well, I guess she deserved it.
Yeah, Chapter 2.
And then we have the dad from That 70s Show, as most people would know him, Kurtwood Smith, although my first impression of him was RoboCop. And then finally, rounding out the cast with a notable performance of John Beasley, who I will forever remember as the coach in Rudy.
Excuse you? Don't disrespect my husband.
What do you mean?
You didn't mention my husband?
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. No. I did not forget Zaddy Efron, okay?
He laughs. He did laugh,
yeah. I'm sitting over here like, blinking my eyes like, huh?
I didn't mean to get you all bothered. I was just going through everyone else because I think we know who Zach is. And he, you know what? No matter how this review goes, I'm just going to say this. He is a good actor, regardless of how people feel about this film. And I hope this doesn't impact his career.
I mean, he did Dirty Grandpa, yeah.
Charlie St. Cloud.
Hey, that wasn't bad. Is it my favorite? No, but it wasn't bad.
I'm just saying. Called him
Beat My Ass.
He was getting 17 again. Hairspray. Leave the musicals out of it. The other musicals. I say that because the only fire this movie is starting is a dumpster. I tried to watch it 3 times. I wish that I had something more positive to say. But instead of me kicking 11-year-old girl while she's down, Ash, what were your initial impressions of him?
Zac Efron has no business being that fine. But besides all that, because y'all know how I feel about my mans, I was just like, that was quick.
Yeah, this
like, movie... It's only, what, an hour and 20 minutes? An hour and a 30?
Yeah, and it another problem I have with this film.
But yeah. But I was bored. I'll just say that. I was bored with it. Mm-hmm. What about you, Devin?
I think I liked a little bit better than y'all did. I didn't mind the movie, but did you guys see the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't see the first one until the same day I saw the remake.
So, like, first time ever?
First time ever. And I watched them back to back, so...
Wait, which one did you watch first?
The first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you confused at how the animation looked better in 1984?
I was about to...
Just a question.
I don't hate the remake, but I think it improves on some things, but overall the first one is better. Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. I know my biggest issue with the remake was the CGI. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge like practical effects person. I was like, they could have easily added some of that in this movie. I mean, not trying to get too far ahead, but the scene where Zach, he's doing his powers and his eyes are like bleeding, that shit was CGI. I was like, that's bad.
You know, I didn't understand that because, David Keith's character just gets nosebleeds. And I was like, do we really need to change that? Like, you're just moving cool. It 5 inches or so.
I mean, I kind of like that whole little switch up because I felt like it made it more like, I mean, nosebleeds are serious, but I feel like the eyes were kind of like a nice shock factor, but it was just so CGI that it took me out of it. Because there's one scene, I think it was like close towards the end, when he was doing it, it was like, it wasn't on his eyes. we're doing like a Snapchat filter, and you have to like face your face, like make sure your face is angled perfectly. Mm-hmm. I was kind of getting that.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. I don't know. I think, some things I like in terms of, I like the development of Charlie more so in the remake than I did in the original. Because mm-hmm. the original, she's not really a character. She's just there. In this one, there is a sense of who she is, of her personality, and some of the trauma and the angst that she's going through. And even the mother character, who was played by Heather Locklear in the first one, she's more or less just a cameo. And in this movie, her character is a lot more developed. Mm-hmm. Which I really liked because I thought that was a deficit with the original film, was just a lack of character development.
It's interesting because I feel as though this film lacks character development. And this movie would have been far better if we spent extra time developing characters and maybe got closer to the 2-hour mark. Because this, for me, it was a short movie. I didn't give a shit about anyone. Like, I wouldn't even know Vicky, Charlie, and Andy's name if it wasn't attached to the original.
Mm-hmm. I feel that's like...
But if I was going to say something positive, I love that... now I feel like I'm not doing something positive because I can't think of it. Rainbird's character is actually played by an indigenous person this time. Instead of George C. Scott, may he rest in peace. But I was just like slapping that eye patch on a white person. I didn't think this whenever I saw the movie in real time. But as I got older, like that does not make them an indigenous person.
Well, was he supposed to be indigenous in the first movie?
Yes, he is in the book.
I've never read the book, but yeah.
In the book, okay. Because I never got that he was supposed to be in the movie, but...
Yeah, and he rides a horse in the movie.
Okay. I did like the diversity in the new one. I'll give him that. That was definitely something I noticed.
Yeah, that was nice. Because Captain Hollister was a gender swap.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And a racial swap.
I just felt like this could have been like a mini-series. Then, like, I felt like a mini-series would work better than an actual movie.
Like the sequel, like Firestarter Rekindled, I think it is.
Oh, that movie was trash.
Oh.
I love the title, though. It was a good play.
Rekindling.
Yeah, I think this film comparatively, and maybe that's the problem as I compare it to the original. The opening of this film, we get Vicky and Andy's backstory through the title credits as before we actually see how Vicky and Andy met. Being tested. And Vicky doesn't get much more time than that, but at least it's kind of not just brushed over, and we get to see them interact with each other a little bit more than the Andy and Vicky we meet now have been recluses. They've been hiding, but it never gives us real flashbacks other than I keep wanting to call him Zach. Andy taking Charlie back in the beginning and killing that guy from the shop. But if there was more flashbacks, that would have helped.
Yeah, I kind of liked how the opening credits were. Like, especially like with how the length of this movie is. Like, they switched it up and decided to do the whole, like, how they got the powers, like, how it all came about, like, in the opening credits. I thought, I kind of thought that was a cool setup.
Or did you just, like, see a scruffy, long-haired Zach? Or, yeah, Zach.
I mean, that too, but I was just like, that's a cool opening credit. I like that.
Yeah, I guess the original film isn't a great film. So I can only judge this film based on the original film because I haven't read the novel. Truthfully, I'm not the biggest fan of Stephen King's novels. I know I'm the minority of that. I can never connect to a story, to the books. I don't know why. The films I can, just the books I can. So comparing the remake to the original film, it's not like the original film was that great of a film to begin with, because it's definitely like on the lower tier of the Stephen King adaptations.
Clearly you've never seen Maximum Overdrive.
Oh, I have. And I love that movie. I love Maximum Overdrive. Probably not for the reason Stephen King intended, though.
Yeah,
but exactly. But it's fine. I mean, the remake, it's fine. It lacks heart, a certain heart that the first one had. At first, I was thinking, okay, the pacing is actually really good. But I'm thinking, to both of your points, the pacing is actually really fast because all of this happened super quickly, where there wasn't enough time to let the story breathe. And there wasn't enough time to let the what the characters are going through breathe. But for a film that probably had a bunch of studio mandates and a bunch of like notes based on marketing resources and reviews, this is what we got. And it's all right.
Let's see. It had a budget of $12 million. Box office, $10.9 million.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the budget was $12 million. Box office, $10.9 million.
So it still hasn't made it back yet?
No.
That's what was...
But they have discussed, like, the future of this movie. Like, they're wanting to expand it into a franchise. Maybe do like a sequel, a prequel, or like a spinoff.
They don't have to.
I mean, the way it ended, I can see it having another sequel. But
like Rainbird being her caretaker. Spoiler alert.
But I mean, I felt like the last act of this movie was so rushed.
Yes.
I was like, that's it.
You know what? Speaking of Rainbird, did any of y'all wonder how he could all of a sudden telepathically speak without using his eyes? Like, wasn't that the whole gimmick, the whole first and second act? They couldn't control people unless they could see him?
I thought this was something.
I feel like y'all are like, what are you talking about?
No, I'm trying to think. I was trying to think through that because I don't know if I thought that either Andy or Charlie had a different gift, because Andy's gift is making people think that they like manipulating their mind.
Right.
So. Okay.
And Charlie's at the beginning is pyrotelekinesis. But then when we meet Iris or whatever that guy's name was, the farmer, we realize she's telepathic as well. But in the scene where Rainbird has already killed Vicky, he's covering her eyes so she can't do any harm. And, you know, Zac Efron's character makes it a point to, when he's hypnotizing the woman, to say, look at me in your eyes and don't look away. Mm-hmm. So it makes you think everyone's controlled by the eyes. And it does say that Rainbird was experimenting on it. It doesn't ever say what his gifts truly were.
I interpreted that as Andy and his wife.
See, whatever, I do it too.
Whatever thing, whatever experiment they were a part of, it did affect the eyes. But Charlie was kind of a new thing altogether, and Rainbird didn't know that at the time. So he thought covering her eyes would shield her, but it didn't.
See, I thought Rainbird was the experimentation. Vicky and Andy were the perfection. And then Andy and Vicky's offspring is what caused the mutation.
Shit, I don't know.
Remember, Rainbird has that line about, you know, using native people as guinea pigs. So it made me think, like, yeah, they misused those people. And then they started using the batch six or whatever it's called on the white people, hoping for great results.
Okay. I may have to watch that part again. I'm not, or, but I may have to watch it again.
Oh, he said I have not.
Or you do not, and I just, you know, I needed to make my mind do something while I was bored watching this.
I feel like there was just some, like, maybe there was just some parts they cut out. Like, a lot of details they cut out to, I don't know, maybe they're like, okay, we can only do, like, an hour and a half. So let's cut out this part, this part, this part.
To be honest with you, I didn't even know this had a theatrical release. Although,
I didn't either.
First trailer I saw was in a theater. Still didn't put it together. When you said box office numbers, I was like, I watched this on Peacock.
I was going to go see it in the theaters, but I don't know why I got rid of my ticket. I don't know. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go see it. I mean, I'm going to support my husband, but I was just like, I'll just watch it on Peacock.
Yeah, I think the third act really shit the bed for me. And especially when comparing it to the first one, the Rainbow character is drastically different in the original film than he is in the remake. I think he's a little bit more, he's a lot more sinister in the original film.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, though? Keith Thomas is a talented director, so I would imagine some of the issues that we all have with this film have more to do with the studio and the producers more so than the writer-director, I would assume. So hopefully, if it does get a physical Blu-ray release, maybe all of those deleted scenes will wind up on there.
Okay, I'm glad you said this part because it reminded me of something I do want to come back to, but no, it is not positive, so I apologize in advance. The one thing that I know Keith Thomas from is a movie that, like I said, wasn't that bad. I liked it. But I think it carried over into this film, and there needed to be some self-editing. This film is really fucking dark, and I don't mean in tone. Like, there's no color correction awareness in this film. And sometimes I see shit.
You may ask you this, because I've noticed that. Do you think that's just a new trend in horror movies? Because I've noticed that, like, with three other movies I've watched in the last couple of weeks.
Where
they're just, especially Blumhouse films, where it's just a dark coating over everything.
Is this a Blumhouse film?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay.
Devin, you might be onto something, because, you know, if you're shooting in digital, as obviously you're not going to capture great quality images to begin with. And it could be a thing of once, you know, you're in post, it's like, yeah, I could go through and color correct each frame, or we could leave it and get this movie out and not spend the money, which...
it's going to Peacock anyway.
I mean, we all know that Blumhouse has problems with colors, so... Let me stop. Let me stop. This was his way of adding diversity into the Blumhouse universe.
I mean, he did. I guess.
He could put that check mark next to it on his list.
Done and done.
Yeah. Thank you, Swoosh.
Oh, that's what I was watching, was Candyman. And it was, I noticed there were some scenes in there that were super dark. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. They're probably like, you got the wrong TV for that.
Yeah. A positive, and this will be my last contribution to this film, that, you know, there was some redemption here for John Carpenter, who was set to direct the original film, and thanks to The Thing tanking, or not The Thing.
Just The Thing.
No. He was pulled from the movie. So him getting to do the him and his son getting to do the soundtrack score, you recognize it as soon as the credits kick in, or the opening credits kick in. Like, you don't have to see his name come on the screen. And I thought that was, it gave me false hope. I'll just be honest.
Y'all hate this movie.
I don't hate it.
The original film I have probably seen less than 25 times in my life. And I probably will never make it to 50. This film, unless it's playing at a bar, the audio off, I will probably never watch again.
I mean, I've only watched this the one time. Will I watch it again? Maybe, if I can't find anything else to check out. But like I said, I will always support my husband, no matter what.
I would like to reinsert myself, and I did say I know Zach's a good actor. This film does not.
Zac Efron is a very attractive man, and like you said, Greg, he is a better actor than I think we give him credit for. He's this movie for him may do. I don't know, because the movie flopped, but this movie for him could be what Ryan Phillippe did, or what Amityville Horror did for Ryan Phillippe, was take this traditionally comedic actor and put him in this kind of role, and then after that, they're taking it 10% more seriously as a leading man. So, I mean, unfortunately, this movie flopped, but I like Zac Efron. Like, this movie made me a Zac Efron fan.
Uh-huh, that body. Oof.
What? Amityville was Ryan Phillippe in.
In the remake.
With Melissa. Oh, Pansy. Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, what did I say? I said Ryan Phillippe. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Were you thinking of 54?
No, I was thinking Ryan Reynolds in Amityville.
Oh, I was like, how many fucking Amityvilles are
there? My bad. Because he went from like this comedic guy to this truly like really sexy guy in that movie. I think it's like the first time we knew he had abs. Like, ooh, it was that movie changed his career. And I was,
that's the first time we knew he had a fucking V.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But that movie was a hit and this was not, so... Maybe High School Musical 5 for you, Zach. Who knows? Or 4. I don't know what number they're on.
It'll be 4.
It will be 4. Okay.
I was really upset with myself. You don't understand. I was like, was he in Amityville before? After Cruel Intentions? Like, when did this happen?
Listen, I would not be shocked if Ryan Phillippe really was in an Amityville sequel, like before his career took off, and he was in like one scene or something.
He's in Amityville Vibrator.
Wait, is that a real title?
Yes.
Wait, it's not really.
It is.
I thought you were making a sex joke.
No. I'll send y'all the link now. Hold on.
And does it come in spam? Because I feel like if I click the link.
It is a real movie on IMDb.
It is.
Oh my gosh.
Does Ava Phillippe act?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Dang, this came out in 2020. I didn't know that. I thought this was 2019.
Back at it.
Oh, the first DVD run of Amityville Vibrator was limited to 666 copies. Y'all be doing the most. Oh, wow. I have got to see this movie.
Blame Brother Ghoulish. He's the one that keeps asking for all these damn Amityville movies.
Thank you, Brother Ghoulish. Can you do the same for Nightmare on Elm Street?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, okay, well, like, how many big fire lighters do you give Firestarter 2022?
Out of five?
Yeah.
Gray goes first.
I don't.
That was an ugly laugh. I'm sorry.
I'm 1.5.
Wow.
People showed up. They finished the job, so I got to give them some credit.
Ash? Y'all are cold.
That was great. Okay, so out of 5, I will give it a 0. I'm just kidding. No, I would give it a 2. A 2 out of 5.
Okay.
It's an easy watch. It's a Firestarter movie. What do you expect out of it?
Yeah.
I just felt like a lot of stuff was missing in it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm curious to see what they're going to do with this movie. If they're going to do another sequel. If they're going to do a prequel. I don't know. But, I mean, it's not horrible. I just wish there was more. And the CGI in some scenes just killed it for me. So that's where majority of my points are taken off, is just the CGI.
Mm-hmm.
What
about you?
I give it 2.5 mix because it's not a great film, but it's fine. It's fine. You know, it's past 90 minutes. If you haven't seen the original, this will be a nice substitute. It doesn't really bring anything new to the table that the original didn't, other than maybe diving more into Charlie as a character. But it's a lot more cynical and dark and pessimistic than the first film is. So, you know, if you want something a little bit more light, watch the first one. If you want something a little darker, watch the second one. Watch the new one. That's fine. You'll forget about it. So, 2.5.
Okay. All right. I think, if we average that together, there's no point in telling people the number. But we got through it. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop. I'm going to be more professional.
The funny thing is, this episode was pushed back twice. I thought we guys really would be more enthused about the movie.
I mean, I don't have problems with it. I was nice.
I was hoping someone gave like 3 or 4 lighters or something.
Ash, I thought we were a team.
I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. So we will kick off the month of Pride with Bit. Before we close out, I just wanted to take a moment to recognize, not that it's any special than any other day, but 18 kids and one teacher lost their lives today in another school shooting. So I just wanted to acknowledge them with a moment of silence and goodbye. Say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight.
Goodnight.